Welcome back to Titans All Access. We're here in the Titans locker room, and I have what I'm sure will be one of the hottest selling jerseys, Michael Orr.
No doubt about it. That's the jersey my son wants. He's seen The Blind Side, I think, about 50 times overall. And he was so jealous the day that we got to sit down and go one-on-one with the Titans' new right tackle, who's originally from Memphis, Tennessee.
The things that I had to endure growing up, it was a grind for me. You know, I have to have that mentality every day, though.
Michael, why were the Titans the right football fit for you at this point in your career?
I came on my visit, and they were just showing me a lot of basically love and just wanting me to come to the team and just letting me know what I can bring to the table and how they can get me better as a football player. You know, it just seemed like a good fit for me.
It's interesting that you would say that about finding ways for you to improve, because at this point in your career, most people would assume, well, you're probably as good as you're going to get. How do you improve at this point in your football life?
You just get back to the basics. And I think Coach Bob, Bostead, he does a great job of getting back to the basics and fundamentals and just working on what you're going to, you know, do on the field every day. You know, it fits me perfect.
Hard nose. That description has been used for Michael Orr before. Road grader, likes the physicality, and fair?
That's the way, you know, I would like to be known as. Just like I said, just hard nose and fundamentals, and, you know, football is not easy.
Can you go one interview without being asked about The Blind Side?
It was a great story. A lot of people were motivated by it and inspired by it.
It made you very famous coming into the league, which is not an easy thing. Have you gotten used to being a famous offensive lineman?
I've never looked at myself as being famous. You know, I try to be, you know, more of a football player, and just try to leave that, you know, part, you know, of my life behind, because, you know, all I grew up having was, football. So
playing for the Tennessee Titans, growing up in Memphis, you obviously watched the Titans just as they came.
Yeah.
Probably even remember the Memphis year, as a matter of fact, at the Liberty. Are you old enough?
I remember when they came, but it wasn't a big deal when they came.
Right.
You know, not many people cared about, you know, the Titans, because we never had we had semi-pro leagues and things like that, but we never had a major team. And I grew up a Cowboy fan. Throughout the years of growing up in Memphis, I used to, you know, always watch the Titans, and because I grew up a big football fan.
And Memphis has turned into a Titans town. Do you think it's partially your responsibility to turn it into more of a Titans town?
You know, by me being from Memphis, they love their own in Memphis. I think, you know, more people will probably watch a little bit closer. You know, hopefully I do well and stuff like that a little bit more. But me turning the town into a Titans town, I don't think I had that kind of power.
I don't know. You had on that Grizzlies hat when you went and visited those kids in St. Jude. What do you think the Grizzlies have meant to that town?
Grizzlies mean everything, because, you know, Memphis is a grind and tough, you know, town who grind house. That's what they call
it. Welcome to the grind house. Yeah.
So that's the kind of, you know, town Memphis is. And, you know, Memphis has supported them and, you know, jumped on their back, and they're doing well.
That made me think about you, though. The grind house, that's kind of how you play the game of football, isn't it? You kind of play it in that Memphis grindhouse style.
Well, you have to. I mean, you have to grind. For me, you know, coming from the inner city and the things that I had to endure growing up, it was a grind for me. So, you know, I have to have that mentality every day of work, and, you know, nothing's going to come easy. So I try to keep that with me every day. And just being in, you know, the tough parts of Memphis, it makes you tough. And, you know, you understand every day that nothing's going to come easy.
Finally, the next chapter. We've obviously read books or a book about you, we've seen a movie, heard the story, but this is the next chapter of your life, of your football career. If you could write this chapter, what would you like to see it read like the most?
Michael Orr, the football player. You know, that's all I've been about since I've been in the league, and things about the move is passing more, and that's why, you know, I wanted to get out of Baltimore, basically just to get a fresh start, and just to, you know, be a football player, and just, you know, helping the Titans win and things like that. And, you know, that's what I'm really about.
We're so glad you're here.
I'm glad to
thank
be
you.
Here. Yeah, thank
Michael
you.
Orr with us, our guest on Titans All Access. Michael Orr off to a good start in his time with the Tennessee Titans, but he's got to keep up the pace. Remember, the team drafted Taylor Lewan at number 11 overall. He's a tackle out of Michigan.
Most think he's the team's left tackle of the future, but in this training camp, Amy, he's also going to be working at right tackle.
It's going to be a great battle to watch.